Hi, I'm Tim Quackenboss, and I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Rob Hughes.
Hi, I'm Gabrielle Barisi, and we're going to be discussing the book of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck.
The characters are Lenny, George, Curly's wife, Curly, Crooks, Wit, Slim, Carson, and Candy.
Okay, so the book is basically about George and Lenny. George is smart, and Lenny is not so smart, but he's really strong. And they both are ranchers, so they go place to place in search of a job. And in the events of this book, they go to a certain ranch, and basically Lenny gets into a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the topics that we're going to be talking about is Lenny's and George's relationship.
Yeah.
Basically, they fight like all the time. But they know they need each other, so that's why they stick together.
Yeah.
But
George has to look after Lenny because Lenny isn't that smart.
But their relationship towards the end gets more. It's more of a need kind of relationship. So
yeah.
Once George doesn't need Lenny anymore, what he does is actually kills Lenny.
Yeah. He basically has to kill him so Curly doesn't have to go after him.
So their friendship. It's not very a loving friendship.
Yeah. I think, Lenny Seth was, for his own good sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just kind of lost it when he killed Curly's wife.
Everything Lenny does, so many things, pretty much anything that Lenny comes into contact with, he pretty much kills. And George had pretty much had to deal with everything that Lenny did wrong, and then it got to a point where it was too much, and he actually killed the person.
Yeah.
Yeah, and George just knew it was too much.
And then he knew that it was either Lenny or both of them, and George wasn't gonna sacrifice his life when he could just sacrifice one life.
Yeah.
So he chose Lenny over himself or over both of them.
Yeah.
Another thing that we could talk about, that we could talk about is Curly's wife.
Yeah, she
was very out there. She put herself out there. She wore red a lot too.
Yeah, which is sort of symbolic of being seductive and stuff, and just eye grabbing.
Yeah, she took the attention of everyone, but since she was only. She was only girl on the ranch, so it was kind of
She didn't even have a name. They just called her Curly's wife.
Yeah, everyone knew who she was. Just Curly's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and everyone wanted to be. She was always hanging out. She had a husband, but she was never with him.
Yeah.
Because she was always in the bunks with the guys, and there, she was always talking to them instead of his her wife. Or his husband.
Yeah, and it's she's the only girl on the ranch, so it was basically she's guaranteed attention.
For that. She kind of put herself into her own death, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
when she was with Lenny, she was feel how soft my hair is, and he likes touching soft things, but he gets freaked out. She tries to pull away, and then he just ends up breaking her neck.
Yeah, and I think Lenny literally said "Oh, I killed this dog because I think I was petting it too hard or something."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she finds him upset, and he's trying to hide the dog from Lenny, from George, because he doesn't want him to get upset.
Yeah.
And then, she asks if he wants to touch her hair, and that, why would you even do that?
Yeah.
He just killed a dog from touching or from petting its hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it was a way for her to try to flirt with Lenny. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. She did flirt a lot, and she I don't know. It was she didn't she didn't really actually love I feel like she never loved her husband. And
she was just never with him.
She was kind of just just kind of something to have. It wasn't real.
Yeah, she sort of said "Oh, I don't love my husband." Like a careless bathroom or something.
Which is
also it's kind of weird how her husband he wore that glove with a ton of Vaseline inside of it.
Yeah.
That was weird.
because he was waiting for the right. He wanted to have smooth hands.
Yeah. But that never happened.
Oh, and then there was also the book actually appeared. There was moments where it was actually holy, like in the beginning.
Yeah, there was like a whole lot of symbolism.
There was
with the tree.
There was the tree and like how, there the two of them were the one like the newborn, and then like Lenny was also the in the beginning he dumped his head into the river and like. And it's symbolized as him being baptized for the first time.
Yeah, and like about like chapter 3 is basically like a prophecy or something. Like,
yeah.
Like I think King David and Jesus. I haven't read the Bible in a long time, so I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah, and this. I mean, this book was. I think it was pretty good. It was. There was a lot of drama. And,
yeah.
Like there was a lot of back and forth, which I actually kind of liked because it kind of it kept me involved.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, and I mean it was kind of it was a little bit like weird to read because the words they used it was meant like for like because instead of saying like I'm it would say like
yeah like
or like
yeah it's just their slang.
30 seconds on the timer.
So. So I would give the out of the 1 to 5 review, I would give it about like a 4.
I'd say the same.
I give it like a 3.5.
Well, thanks for watching and.
You've been listening.
Oh yeah, listening.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thanks for listening.